Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Eyes down for a full House as John Key's National-led minority government faces its first test of the year. That's the vote on this motion moved by the Prime Minister just over a week ago.
Mr Speaker, I move that this House express its confidence in the National-led government and commend its programme for 2011. As set out in the Prime Minister's statement.
And a 15-hour debate on Mr Key's statement finally came to an end just before 3:30, the last speaker being Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, Bill English is someone who has no credibility. He is someone who is making a fool of the government. The end of the year can't come soon enough.
Expired.
In the chair, Assistant Speaker Rick Barker.
Members, the question is that the motion be agreed to. Those who are of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
The contrary opinion will say no.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Aye.
Party vote is called for. Clerk, please conduct a party vote.
The vote saw the House divide with ACT, the Maori Party and United Future supporting National, while the Greens voted with Labour and Jim Anderton, giving this result.
Members, the ayes are 67, the noes are 52. The motion is agreed to.
And while it could make no real difference to the government's majority, Trevor Mallard wanted to know why the Maori Party's vote was 4 and not 5.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, it's just a matter of clarification as to the rules on this. I think we are aware, I think we're all aware that that there are enough Maori Party members in the House to vote 5. Is this an indication that Mr Harawira's vote should be given separately?
Order, no. Order, the member can't use a point of order for that. It's entirely up to the party how they cast the votes and how many they cast. The one thing they can't do is cast more votes than they've got allocated seats. But parties can, if they so choose, cast less for reasons which remain reasons for that party.
Less in quantity, fewer in number. A grammatical slip that Mr Mallard, a former teacher, can never resist correcting, even when it's made by one of his own Labour colleagues.
Fewer.
Okay.
Then it was on to the first bill this year, the Appropriation Financial Review Bill, confirming government expenditure in the previous financial year, the one ended last June, which only gets debated when the House is sitting as a committee. That was followed by the first reading of the Regulatory Reform Bill, clearing the parliamentary attic of old and redundant legislation that no longer has any purpose. More now from Rhys Lyon.
The Regulatory Reform Bill amends 13 Acts of Parliament stretching across 8 portfolios and was introduced to the House by Regulatory Reform Minister Rodney Hyde.
Such an omnibus bill will ensure that the smaller regulatory fixes do not fall off the legislative agenda and are able to be progressed in a timely fashion to deliver the flow-on benefits to business and to the economy. A key benefit of this bill is the efficient, cost-effective method of collectively amending the 13 acts through a single omnibus bill without having to proceed with 13 separate pieces of legislation.
The bill is designed to benefit the business sector.
The changes proposed in this bill cover a diverse range of policy areas and legislation, but they're all aimed at the same objective, reducing the compliance burden on business. This objective is the unifying theme of the clauses in the Regulatory Reform Bill, which I'm introducing to the House today.
And Mr Hyde said the bill would fulfil key government policies.
The government's commitment to introduce new regulation only when satisfied that it was required, reasonable and robust. Review existing regulation in order to identify and remove requirements that are unnecessary, ineffective or excessively costly. And this, Mr Speaker, is the second of what I intend will become an annual bill in this House.
Labour's regulatory reform spokeswoman, Leanne Dalzell, outlined the origins of the bill.
The genesis of an annual bill that improves the regulatory environment was, in fact, the Quality Regulation Review, which I led in my role as Minister of Commerce. Arising out of the Quality Regulation Review was a desire from business to see continuous quality improvement from the government, with the ability to tidy up features of different aspects of the regulatory frameworks without having to wait for the individual department or indeed the minister to give it the legislative priority it needed.
Labor's Leanne Dalzell speaking on the first reading of the Regulatory Reform Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Tomorrow, the House will be debating members' bills, their order paper now topped by the ACT Party's bill, which would abolish compulsory membership of student unions. And that will be resumed at the stage where the bill is debated in detail and is subject to amendment. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.